Monday morning, morning meditation in the Ring of Power with sunrise. To the question, can you listen to the voice of the earth? What does she tell to us as human beings? What do we have to do in the face of all the catastrophes which are going on right now? Looking to Mexico, looking to Florida, looking to Syria, looking to all the catastrophes which are going on right now. Normally there is a deep resignation in the heart of the human being. The heart can't open anymore for compassion because there is too much fear. And too many people try to find security in the old system. But this doesn't work anymore. The earth has to change. We are living in a time of transformation. And only if we fully allow this transformation, the healing process can go on. So the earth is calling us human beings to really participate in evolution, to really learn again, to deeply listen to the voice of the earth, of the stars, of the whole universe. We human beings are a deep cause of the whole disaster. So we only also can be a deep part of the solution. Human being has to rediscover the divine nature inside of us, inside of our communities. We have to learn to see that we are part of the whole. Every catastrophe also carries a seed of healing. And to see this voice, to listen to this voice, this is the call. Listening to the earth, it's always surprising that beyond the catastrophes, there is this deep system of the Holy Matrix where we always can relate to. And from there, we can deeply listen. There are so many possible solutions, but we as human beings prefer to stay in stagnation. We don't really do the step which is called. But the earth also tells there is no other way. Transformation is happening and we can't find healing in the old system. So we all are called to understand and to work with the process and to see the inner part of the human being. If we really want to develop a new science, we have to understand the inside process of human beings. If we learn here to come from fear to trust, if we learn to come from defending ourselves to compassion, then the way will be shown. And we will discover that also the nature catastrophes can be healed on a very deep level, understanding how deeply we are part and cause of it. Cooperation with water, cooperation with fire, even cooperation with the possible earthquakes. It is possible. And to dare to listen in this sense to the movement of the earth, this is the call. I give thanks for the possibility. And I give thanks for the miracle of community which comes out of this process. May this process grow worldwide and may we learn to build sustainable living systems in cooperation with nature. And may the people in Florida, in Mexico and in many places be protected, that less and less people are in real danger. And may we, as the protected part of humanity, understand that we can participate in the solution. May this week be a blessed week. Thank you and Amen.